nigh on 60 years ago. I was young and in my prime, not the feeble-looking man you see today. I was handsome, tall, and strong, and the son of wealthy folk who were used to having servants in their pay. I was 19 years of age when a serving girl appeared, and a beauty such as her I'd never seen. And that girl had eyes for me, just as I had eyes for her. And that summer was the happiest I'd been. She was my first love, and your first love is a love you don't forget. Not a day goes by I don't recall, the summer that we met. She was 16 years of age when we made love in the field, and we never thought we'd have to end our fun. When my parents heard the news that a child was on its way, they were bitterly opposed to what we'd done.
What did they do?
Tried to stop us. Oh, gradually they seemed to come round to the idea of us marrying, or so I thought. It's only now I realize what must have really happened.
What do you mean?
They promised that when I could support a wife and child, they'd allow us to be together. But obviously they were plotting behind my back all the time.
Just before the child was born, I was told some sorry news. They said Mary Jane had taken to her bed. No one knew quite what was wrong, and although I hurried back, by the time I got there, Mary Jane was dead. She was my first love, and your first love is a love you don't forget. Not a day goes by I don't recall, the summer that
60 years ago, a pregnant girl was sent away and forced to make her way across the sea. And when the girl got to New York, she died in giving birth, but her daughter lived and she gave birth to me.
She was my first love, and your first love is a love you don't forget. Not a day goes by.